Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves to the art. And hey, you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I saw we have more people listening, and I'm very grateful for the listening, people listening and also sharing the show with your friends and your family all over the globe. So I just thank you. Big shout out to people who are listening in Russia. Big shout out to people who are listening in Mexico. We got people in Botswana, people in Nigeria, people in the United States listening. And I just want to thank everybody who's listening, you know, 242 Bahamas. We have people in Paris and London listening, and Australia as well. So I want you, and Chile. I want to make sure, and if I didn't get your country or what have you, please don't charge it to my heart. But please keep spreading the word. Please keep telling people about it. And if you have tracks, please email them to lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. Again, that's Lyrical Cypher, Cypher with a Y, C-H-E-R. radioshow@gmail.com. Send me those tracks. Send me a clean version of your tracks. And I do get a lot of tracks from different DJs. Big shout out to DJ Benji, DJ Melanda, and also DJ Damu. And if you would like to be on the list of the DJs, you can make it feel free to send those in, and I would love to put in a rotation. And for anybody who's a poet, rapper, singer, comedian, overall artist or has a business, we support people on and off the stage. So if you have a business, send me like a 60-second commercial of what you do to promote your business. Feel free to do that as well. If you got an inspirational message, motivational speakers, send me a snippet so we can actually send that, play it here. So that's what this is for. You know, it's all about support. So with that being said, we got to go ahead and play our first round of the Lyrical Cypher, and I'm back with that gem or that inspirational nugget. I got you. Let's get it.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure, your silhouette,
yeah,
simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
Do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
Is this just a dream? Don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts, saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Tempt begging them to stop. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away. Until the next time we speak.
I feel like.
I am a poem. Off the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9, my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. Like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve, I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have. And I want them to be Cheerios. So that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin. So you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence. Never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more. But it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over. But I don't want to be infected with malice. Believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses. So I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser. I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem just like you.
Even misery loves enough to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing. Crackheads gather in packs, packing pipes to puff the magic hard white devil destruction who makes teeth and beauty disappear into thin. Heirs to thrones abandoned like African language and culture in predominantly African areas of the earth. Nigerian youth forsake Nigerian roots to plant family trees in American soil. Alongside the seeds of despair and toil, they are running from our history. We are running from their future. We have no present, share no connection. A kingdom of divided people falling for everything that glitters and flickers. Gets less than 20 miles per gallon and flashes moving pictures so bright as to cause shooting blindness. Bullets flying on semi-automatic pilot, parting potential community pillars like the Red Seeing. Christ's words reading, Luke 6:39 about the blind leading, rhymes bleeding a sacrifice. In the year of the Patriot Act can get you life behind bars, rap stars write prison sentences. Within record labels fronting freedom by the decibel, using perks to persuade overlooking the decimals and commas and karma, save whatever sells, records and souls. The murders in your mouth may come back to haunt, but the cars driven and jewels you flaunt like garlic and crucifixes to vampire spirits that don't believe in God or flavor. All of this music tastes the same, like licking razor blades
shade, taste the pain, and the whispers of breaking hearts gathering around poetry for the right to heal assaulted wounds. But all they see are walking dead, and all they hear are talking tunes. Relationships sail full speed into icebergs. Great expectations sink to record depth. The wax flirtation of an art form. My serious contemplation of leaving the stage. And my hair on a barbershop floor in the corner of a yesterday. Taking my tears from the shelf. Breaking the levees in my eyes. The business of art I have allowed to cover my temple's interior with drought and famine. Thirst and hunger for the movement of units. My life is a sales pitch. And then you buy, if I woo you, into the belief that words spoken in the spirit of truth changes minds, as a man thinketh. Soothing music can coat the inside with inspiration to a soul on the brink of decision, needing an ounce of encouragement to climb out of that valley. And I've been to the mountaintop, seen this earth outside the dark. The spirit won't agree with me walking away from ears, hearing no love, no light, no life worth living. Won't agree with me sharing my strength and struggle to persevere over satanic intent. Even misery, love's enough to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing. Are we not more than misery?
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two, and by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dove. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money. We all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Rev, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, looky here, let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated because the fiend had called him out. Reached out and grabbed that stem and he put it in his mouth and he hit it hard just to show the fiend it did in hell. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, The rib was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing, and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is gonna show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the rev said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked them up after he pinched them around, and he pinched them all some crumbs. And just like that, the rev shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead, cause it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And now I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
So the music goes out at 35.
It'll be, if I get it right, I can just eliminate like one more line or so.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created world, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack, cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision, I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye, that's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God, now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace, I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now, because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
It's the been a couple weeks and everything's changed. Things change. January 28th, I'll never forget. I got dropped from the label, but I left for respect. As the hairs elevate on my neck, I realize it's a journey, so it's on to the next. So oh no, Will, check yourself, you better respect yourself to all the work you put in, so don't wreck yourself. It's a cold world and it's dirty, so protect yourself. The stars align, the satellite TV to wreck yourself. The odd words, proverbs that'll wreck my path. Get it? Nah. Man, sometimes you just gotta laugh. See, that's the insider. For the people who never been insider. A Bible.
Bible.
But who's the one to blame to get the answer? Look in the mirror and ask that person's name. Woo. The next few weeks was the hardest, I must admit. Yo. But not one time did I consider the word quit. I was rolling around in G, telling my peeps the news. They said, oh, we'll keep rocking, but I was feeling the blues. Yo. Sip and Tarika said, you got it, Briscoe. Young Trevi, Boy Floyd said, you got it, AB. Said, you got it, Vaughn said, you got it, Church. Said, you got it, Raymond and Jamar said, you got it, Crystal said, you got it, Midget said, you got it, Bree said, you got it, London said, you got it, Mom said, I got it, and my fam said, I got it, so I got it. Safe to say, I got all the help. Everybody believed in me, but I didn't know myself. I didn't think I deserved all the praise, but I started seeing clearer ever since I got saved. And I realized that it won't happen right now, but my path was already clean for my lifestyle. Praises go up, then the blessings coming right down. Cause ever since the cypher, people saying that I'm nice now. But I'm just being me, staying in my lane, spitting like a veteran, but I'm a student to the game. Ain't stupid to the fame, never stupid to the rain. I realize that all the lessons come truly from the pain. I've been performing in churches, I'm getting better cheers. Already performed more than I did last year. Something about the stage, man, I feel so alive. I've been performing at Illusion and it's such a cool vibe. Best live band kicking any beat I can ride, and I freestyle every single song out of sight. Y'all gotta make it to them, see I ain't the same dude. I'm turning turn into an MC and the feeling's pretty cool. I do it for the most high, do it for the culture, do it for the people gone through lyrical torture, do it for the sound, cause I would never distort you. My album is my baby and I would never abort you. I would have plenty, I'm sure I get it again, but right now, let me show you how I sing with this pen. I start a song and the energy the same as the end. I stay slow and stay calm, still claim it's the win. It's Sayo Nation, dream chaser, hashtag it, Mr. Future Adidas sponsor. Yeah, I gotta grab it, I just gotta keep moving and stay in my lane. Like everybody said, you gotta keep doing your thing. I've been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous going picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Cypher. I'm actually about to slide right on into our shout-outs for anybody who wants to give a shout-out, anybody who likes to sit on the mic, feel free to do so, whether it's poetry, singing, comedy, but rapping, it doesn't matter. You know, all we do is keep it clean up here, but other than that, I want you to do you. Keep it clean, keep it positive. So with that being said, I have Miss Tamika on the line. What's up, Tamika? How you doing?
Hey, love. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you on the
line.
You
know what? I'm doing good because, you know what? I guess you're sitting in my living room or reading my mind or something. But when you play Encourage Yourself, it brought me happiness. And you know my other favorite too. You done played all them too. So I'm good. You know, I'm good. I'm at peace.
I'm good.
I guess that's, called you earlier crying. Been crying since God knows how long.
Again?
But I said when I called you earlier, I was crying, and I've been crying for God knows how long. But the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show gives me peace.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me tranquility. It takes all the negative energy away. And I love you for what you do.
I got you. Can you hear me,
Tamika? Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, cool. Now, what were you saying? Say again.
I said when I called you earlier, I was crying. And like I said, I've been crying for God knows how long. But your radio show, the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show, it brings me peace. It comforts me. It brings me tranquility. And it's like when I listen to what you play and all the other poets, I'm not a poet, I'm just a listener. It makes me happy on the inside. Whatever negativity has been in me, it's like it all went away.
That's awesome, man. I'm grateful. And I appreciate the support. You know, you have been supporting me for a long time, and it means a lot.
Yes, man, I will continue to support you.
Yes, you know I got your back, too.
Yes, and yes. Can you give me a call after the show?
Yes, ma'am, I got you. We'll make it happen.
All right, love you, Tanya.
All right. No problem. Everybody else, Tamika in the building. And we got Lady Ann in the building. What's up? What's up, Lady Ann? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you in the building.
It was good to be here. Good to hear Tamika's voice. And she sounds cheerful.
I love it. Yes.
Good
stuff. You got some for tonight?
I got a little something, just a little something.
Well, look, the floor is yours. Let me step back and let you do your thing.
All right, let me see what I can do here. All right, this is my intro, too. The last time we met, I told you, next time, I'm going to give you a little bit. More is what I got in store. But see, timing won't prevail. It's everything. Yes, timing is everything. So let's see, again. I always try to give you three things. Yes, three things to remember. This time, it's timing, pencils on stencils, and September. I hope you acknowledge, but see my point about timing. It's everywhere and everything. Timing is the joint. So you have timing. Now it's pencils to stencils. My facilitator taught me that if I write, I'm opening up to my higher powers that be, like my creator. There is none greater. Opening to limitless energies and higher vibrations, positive affirmations, written, don't taper. I advise all of y'all, put your pens and pencils on paper. I gave you a little bit about timing. Then I grazed on pencils and stencils. Now, my favorite point tonight is definitely the month of September. I'm excited about this point. There's less rhyming and less timing in this joint. But less rhyming ain't always bad timing, though. Pencils to stencils is the object to reach, teach, then flow. September. So I covered my crown so I could get down about the Day of Atonement. It's scripture and law. A time to purify, make things right with your creator. Yeah, get rid of the flaws. Please, time, sins, all of that becomes antiquated. Long as you keep them sated, saturate yourself with good things. Don't look back or you'll become checkmated. The next time you turn in pages in your Bible, check Leviticus chapter 16, verses 8 through 34. It describes the Day of Atonement and so much more. If you prefer the New Testament to teach, check Acts 27, verse 9. Yes, I want to teach the reach. So remember, one, this is get right, get down, get yourself together. Two, put your pencils on stencils every day. Yes, I mean, get your log on daily. And three, timing is everything. It's my time to dismount. Stay free. This is the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. All praises to the Most High. Peace be.
I know that's right. You better spit that poetry. You better do that. I'm sorry. Virgo in the building, get it.
You know it.
Let's get it. That's what I'm talking about. Lady Ann in the building. Saying fire.
That's
right. I know that's right. All right, Jeremiah, like feeling like fire set up in my bones right now.
Oh, thank you, China.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Keep right on doing your thing. I can't
yes,
wait
ma'am.
For next week. I don't know if you got something else next week, but I'm going to keep putting it out there, you know. Hopefully you coming back.
Yeah, I'll do a little something.
Go ahead now. All right. Everybody, Lady Ann in the building, spitting that fire. I love it. And we got Miss Nikki. Yes. We got Miss Nikki Hill in the building all the way from California in the building. What's up? What's up, lady? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Taco Tuesday.
Oh, you okay? Okay. I ain't got no taco, but we're gonna, I can front like I do.
I know that's right. How your week going?
It's going great. I can't complain.
Okay.
I feel rested and highly favored and blessed.
Hey, it wouldn't make no difference if you did complain.
Yeah, I won't.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I have a new poem that I wrote.
Okay. Well, that's what we're doing.
So it's called Broken Pieces of Me. Please, God, hear my plea. Why must I hurt so constantly? My heart, my soul, the love within me just want to be happy as I can be. Loss after loss, hit after hit. Why can't this pain just let me be free? These are the broken pieces of me. Lost my best friend. She is gone. Barbara was her name, but to me, I called her mommy. I've been bruised, abused, used, even had to forgive a person that beat me up. My girls are all big now and leaving the nest to be free, not without hurt and pain that they have bestowed upon me. Nevertheless, they are all a piece of me. Marrying a man that's always about his paper, but never forgets about my feelings and what hurts me. Those broken pieces are all a part of me. I lift my own self up and try not to think of things that discourage me. Letting go of what this cruel world has dealt to me. I'm on a new journey that's about me and what makes Nikki happy. For I know the life, whatever it may be, all the broken pieces of me. That's it.
Yo, you got me over here about to cry. That was a beautiful piece. I'm like, okay, you can't just be doing that and then say, okay, that's it. I'm over here waiting for more.
I'm sorry. I cried while writing this because it's just so much going on. It's just really crazy. But in the midst of it all, I stay prayed up.
Well, you know you got the number.
I know.
Don't even be like that.
I know.
I never treated you like you're a burden.
No, you haven't. Never. Trust me, you done got me through some tough times. But, baby, when I tell you, I'm about to be 50 in less than a month, I'm on a new journey.
That's the best way to be.
Yeah, on a new journey.
Yeah. That's the best way to be. It's funny because, like, what you're talking about, like, new journey. I feel like I'm going through a transformation phase. I feel like I'm going through a transformation phase for a minute. I feel like I'm transitioning. But I'm open. You know, I do my best. I do the best I can by people. I'm not perfect by no means. I try my best to, you know, be there and be good to people, but I also know that sometimes you don't always get them in return.
Exactly. And that's where I'm at with it. You know, I try to do my people and, you know, do my best. And, you know, a lot of times, like you said, you don't get the same reciprocated feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it hurts, but.
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep on pushing, keep on moving.
Well, you know I'm going to call you. Because son of my spirit is saying she wants me to call her. So I'm going to call you. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
Spirit, keep talking.
Okay. I don't know if my spirit was leading me to call you or not.
yeah.
But, no, I totally understand what you're saying. And one thing I've learned is that when you do something, do it from the heart. Don't do it with an expectation. With expectation,
right.
We say it a thousand times can lead to the root of all mm-hmm. heart. Expecting people to do what we do. Say what we say, love the way we love. It just don't work like that. Like, I know I do things from the heart for people because that's my heart. And I know mm-hmm. some people are about to cuss, but some people can crap on your heart. And don't give a crap about your heart until, you know, that person is no longer in your presence. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever, in some form or fashion. So we just have to be, one thing I've learned, and all I've been saying lately is be careful. You know, be careful with me and be careful. And I can come on this, like Cardi B said it, but I'm just saying, like, be careful and be careful and also be anxious for nothing. So
right.
We can be anxious for people to give us what we feel like we deserve. I feel like God would exactly. give you just like what you deserve if you let him do it.
Yeah, just
but I try to do it my way. I'm going to mess it up. And
right. You be in your own way. Be in your own way trying to fix things and it don't go that way. And then you all hurt and butt first hurt.
Butt hurts,
even
if it's not going your way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There is a higher power, and his name is God, and trust and believe he will fix it for you if you just let him leave it there.
I just want to ask you, did you know, like, what I was on my topic I was going to talk about today, about my gem, my nugget?
No.
No, I dropped nuggets. This is my nugget. I'm going to go ahead and share it with y'all. But my nugget to everybody is, and this is just something, I'm going through a fasting phase right now. I'm fasting and
mm-hmm.
I'm actually doing a surrender fast. And I'm surrendering different things. The biggest thing I'm surrendering is my wants. Because I realized that my needs is to see my wants. I could want something. I could want somebody. I could want this. I could want that. But it doesn't mean that my wants aren't what I need. My needs
right.
are female. So that's what I was going to share tonight about. What do I need? You know?
Right.
And then on top of that, am I giving myself what I need to the best of my ability? And if I'm not, what am I willing to do to make
sometimes we find my needs? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Am I making myself happy? Am I giving myself the self-love that I need? Am I taking care of myself? If I'm not, what are you willing to do to make it happen? You know,
right.
am I waiting for someone else to take care of me because I take care of others? You know, just asking myself questions. Like, okay, you know, are you giving yourself the peace that you desire? You know?
Right.
Are you only giving yourself anything for that? Or am I sitting back waiting for someone to give me, I would rather someone enhance my peace, something I already can recognize, outside of asking for something I don't know how to recognize. But I just fantasize about the thought of it. And I was fantasizing about how we romanticize about how we want love to be and how people to be and blah, 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 but we don't know what that's like because we're not the epitome of that. So I want to be able to walk it like I felt it.
That's right. Walk it like I felt it.
Yeah.
That's right.
I want to be, And I want to be able to own it, flaws and all. And y'all know that about me. I'll be transparent with y'all. Why? Because it's healing for me, and it frees me, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's where I've been with a lot of things. I sit back. My grandfather said, if you want to learn anything, you just sit back and observe. Don't say a word. And I observe a lot of things that has happened over the past year and me getting married. I mean, it was a beautiful day. And I love being married, but it's like, at some point, I just want to be heard. And I live with him, with the kids, with just her, even in church. You know, and it's like everybody wants to talk, but nobody wants to listen. No, I was just going to say, sometimes you just gotta sit back and just listen and observe. I've been doing a lot of this lately. Like I said, come next month, trust me, if God is willing, I will be 50 years old. That's a half a century. I've seen and I've heard a lot in my day. And, you know, God didn't put me on this earth to just give up and walk away. And, you know, wash my hands with different things.
Exactly.
I'm not
with And you deserve to be happy, Nikki.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what type of, like, one thing I've learned is I think happiness for everyone is uniquely defined.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we're uniquely made. You know, you got a beautiful heart, beautiful spirit, you're a go-getter, you're a hustler. You know what I'm saying? You're having your business, and you go hard. But I also want you, I said it to you before, and I say it again, I want you to go hard for Nikki. Everything you get, other people get yourself to, you need to know what it feels like.
That's right. That's right.
It's time for you to make yourself feel it. Like, you know what? Ooh. I got up and remember how we used to have our tea days? Get your tea, get that thing to make you feel good. Get your walk on, do that thing that makes you feel good. No more denying yourself. We ain't floating in denial river no more. We're going to enjoy our life to the fullest when we get one if it's dying quick.
I know that's right. You are absolutely right.
I got a poem for you. It's a new poem. I don't know if you heard it before. You've probably seen it on my page.
Okay, go ahead.
This is my transparency. You ready?
Okay,
go ahead. I actually teach the youth, and well, I teach all ages. And so I teach, I do a session, a 9-week session with some youth out of Durham, North Carolina. I had some girls from Baltimore, but we're all on Zoom. And so we would, you know, I challenge them to write a poem called "And I Wear the Mask." About what the mask means to you. So this is actually, for anybody that doesn't know, I'm featuring this weekend, well, not this weekend, on Thursday at in Rocky Mount at Track Coffee Bar, which is, I'm very honored to say, which is a spoken word and jazz night. And it is Marcus Anderson, who is a famous saxophonist, who is a good friend of mine, but I'm featuring for his event. And so I'm actually their first feature there, and I'll be in Rocky Mount on Thursday from 6:30 to 9:30. So this piece right here is called "And I Wear the Mask."
Okay.
And I wear the mask. Because this is not the time or the place to show that I am down. Not when everyone who looks to me is around. As a sacrificial lamb, I sacrificed my smile, I sacrificed my frown, and put on a smile. On my boss lady face and tackle the issues at hand was great, but barely enough space for me to breathe. I concede, taking a moment in time to cry, scream, breathe, just feel, and get some relief. Questioned indirectly by those who depend on me. How dare I take a moment for me? Determined to press reset, I take a moment. I take the moment I need to get back to me. Coming to the realization, wearing the mask has suffocated me. Boundaries need to be set. If not now, it will be me who I will always neglect. Digging up the roots, I have to speak my truth. You did this to you, so what you gonna do? Take the time to feel in order to deal so that you may heal. Know that your feelings matter. No mask or makeup can cover that up. Go through the motions and trust that these feelings won't last. Learn and grow. Throw away that mask. Self-love and self-care is the answer. William Shakespeare said it best, to thine own self be true. And that's what I'm going to do. So I can be there for me in order to be there for you. That's it. What do you think, Nikki?
Wow. You better say that. I like that. I like that.
It went along with what you were talking about.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I got from it when you were talking to me. Because you spent a lot of time putting a smile on everybody else's face, but what about you? And you've heard me say 1,000 times that a lot of people look to me to be there but forget that I matter. I matter too. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I get taken for granted because it's expected of me to be there for other people. But
exactly.
There are times I need somebody to check on me. I went through 10 deaths, and it wasn't many people checked on me. My clients look out for me more than my family and friends.
Wow.
And it was hard. The prayers and everything were heard. I went through pain. After pain, after pain, after pain, after pain. Within the course of a year. And less than a year. And do you think I got a phone call just to see how I'm doing?
Wow.
Not many. And you have more concern with my pain, my pain, my pain, my pain, what I'm going through, but didn't even recognize I've been in pain.
Right.
In different times. For people who are close to me, people I know, my family members. Mm. Nine family members and one friend. My stepfather passed, and then my homeboy, Cartier Jesus, who does my intro. Do you know how hard
right.
it is? You know how hard it is for me to hear he ain't with me? He ain't with us no more? When I play, every time he hears, I play the intro. But the only thing that keeps me going with that is to know that I have a moment of, I don't even know how to be selfish. But I like the fact that I can actually say I got moments and memories, you know what I'm saying, with him. He's one of the best friends I've ever had.
Right. And you cherish those. You keep those and you cherish those moments because trust me, life is way too short, and it's getting shorter by the day.
What are you
telling
me? Exactly. So,
but I'm here. I'm back. You might catch me on, look, you might catch me on some Tuesdays. I might be in a rush because, I go to therapy. So, you know, I'll be rushing in. I was doing like 80 down the street trying to get here before the intro came on because I knew I wanted to read my poem. And just when I pulled in the driveway, you hit me with my my poem, Computer Love. So I said, okay, I got time to get in the house. So, and
not
also,
good.
I want to let everybody know that excuse my husband's absence for today. He had to go to work, so he didn't call in. So I will, you know, let him know that I did call in for us.
Well, no, I appreciate it. Please tell him. And Tamika just said, I won't get her to say it herself. Tamika, what are you about to say?
The young lady was a teacher. Her tool.
She can hear you.
So much in my energy. It was. I'm going through a rough time with it. It's time to know what's going on. But
that poem.
I can't
hold
on.
Okay, can y'all hear me better?
Yeah.
Okay, I had to speak, but I had to take you off. But that poem, it hit close to home. It was everything I needed to hear. And the banter between you, Miss Lady, I don't know your name, but Miss Nikki?
Nikki.
Yeah.
Okay.
The banter between you and Miss China, everything y'all said back and forth, it was like a revelation. It opened my eyes. Like I said, I'm going through a rough patch right now. But that poem let me know that everything is going to be all right.
Oh,
and I don't mean to cry again. I really apologize for that, but it let me know it was confirmation that everything I'm going through is going to be okay. You know, I'm going to do what
okay.
I have to do, and when I come back, I'm going to rise up victorious.
Exactly. It's okay
and
to cry.
You know what?
It looks to the soul. God catches all your tears.
It helped me so much. And so I listen to the radio show for peace. Even though the show might be an hour long, 45 minutes long, it gives me peace. And everything from the poems that Ms. China played, she knows two of my favorites, and she played, and Computer Love is one of my favorites.
And well, thank you.
She played my favorites, everything that lifts me up.
Wow.
And I just
awesome.
Thank y'all.
Yeah.
You, Miss Nikki, you gave me confirmation. Because what I have to do tomorrow, I'm a little bit afraid of it. But that poem and the conversation that Tim was trying to have let me know not to be afraid.
Know that God will never
put me not to be afraid.
And bear. He will never put more on you than you can bear.
Yeah. And I'm going to say too, fear is good. I know that sounds weird what I just said, but it's good. I know that the reason I'm saying fear is good is because when you are afraid, who you gonna lean on? You can't lean on yourself. When you're comfortable, you ain't got nobody to lean on but yourself.
Right.
When you're afraid, you're gonna go to God.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have faith. Faith, and you'll be walking invisible steps and keep right on going, because first and foremost, you're making this decision for you. And one thing I do know is change is scary, but change is necessary for you to grow. Change don't feel good. If it felt good, we all do it. If change felt good, we will all do it. But change don't feel good. And when you go through that transition phase, you don't even know how long I've been going through the transition phase. Like for a minute. You know, it's been rough. But guess what? I've been leaning on God and the vessels God send me. I let people, God send the natural vessels that are supposed to be there for me. The ones I spent so much time focusing on, the ones that I thought should be there for me because I was there for them, and I had to realize, don't get mad. Don't get mad because they're not there. God sent you the right ones that are there, so let them be there. And the ones that's not there, God might be working on them. And they might not know how to be there for me like I need. So it's a reason why they're not there. Still love them and keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Let go of that anger, because it's blocking my blessings and it's blocking my path for me to get where I need to go. So if I focus on them, I ain't never going to be able to get where I'm going.
You're right.
You know, I got to focus on what I got to do for me and what's best for me. And whoever's supposed to be there is going to be there naturally. I believe in naturalism.
Exactly.
I talk about that all the time. If I got to force it, you got to force it. What I used to say to make not to make it, but Nikki, I got to force it, then quit. You got to force it. You got to force it to fit, quit.
Mm-hmm. If it don't
you
fit,
it to
you
fit.
Must quit.
You better say that. If I got to force it in you to fit in my life, I quit. Why? Because it lets me know this ain't where you want to be.
Yes.
You feel me? Connected to me. So if you want to be connected to me, you'll find me.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll be connected. But if you can't stay connected with me, then guess what? I season it up.
Yes,
absolutely.
You know, and it's okay, because sometimes it's a reason, season, and a lifetime. I ain't going to make nobody be a lifetime. You a lifetime, we're going to know you a lifetime, because you rock with me hard body, and that's it. That's just what it is. That's just my philosophy on it. Everybody else might see it differently, but that's just how I see it.
Yes.
She speaks the truth.
And Ms. Shana, I don't know if I ever told you this before, but at times like this, when I'm talking, give me back moments.
Well,
I don't know if I said that right or if you can understand it. I said in times like this, when I'm going through, it's like, and I talk to you, it's like, you know, everything you say to me, whether it be on the Lyrical Cypher radio show, whether it be, you know, in the mornings at 11 o'clock, or whether it be a personal conversation between you and I, you always lifted me up. Since the first day I met you, you've always lifted me up. It's like you're in my head, and you know the right things to say to make it better.
Yeah, she has that.
And Miss Nikki, you was in my head, too. With that poem, and after the poem, y'all started talking back and forth. Both of y'all was in my head. Y'all knew what I was going through. Y'all ain't even talking to me, but I'm sitting up here saying, yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, confirmation that guess what? Tamika Lachelle Davis Lee is going to be okay.
Thank
you. You know what I'm saying? Because I got the God before the devil got to me.
You better
I know that's
it.
Right.
You
better say that.
Yes. And I'm going to say this right here. The secret, the book, the secret. The secret is to speak it, believe it, receive it. So speak it, believe it, and receive it. It's time.
Miss Tamika, I got a poem for you. I just, you know, looked it up. It's one that I wrote back in 2019. but I think you need to hear this.
Okay.
Men say women cry for no reason, but when God made her, he made her special. He made her shoulders strong enough to carry the weight of the world, yet childish enough for the inner little girl. He gave her strong hips to endure childbirth, to bring forth a new life. Oh, boy. Now, this hurts, getting cut like a knife. But he put a lot of emotion that many times comes from her past life. He gave her hardness that allows her to be strong and keep going, even when everyone else has given up on her. And much love to take care of her family through sickness and fatigue without complaining. He gave her sensitivity, for to love is to do this under in all circumstances. Sadly, even her heart has been hurt and broken very badly. He gave her strength to carry her partner through his faults and flaws. You see, God created her from his rib to protect his heart. He gave her wisdom and knowledge to be true to him from the very start. He gave her courage, will always allow her to push through. And finally, he gave her a tear to shed. This is hers exclusively to use whenever there's negativity thoughts going through her head. Give a round of applause to her, for she has come through the storm still standing tall, with her heart still strong and warm. For I am her, and she is me. Take another step closer to my destiny.
I love it. I love it.
Beautiful.
I love it.
And you remind me of that song.
You know what? A tear formed in my eye, but it didn't drop.
That's it.
That was beautiful. Absolutely.
You
got to
say song, baby. You got
to
say song.
And I'm gonna take y'all words and hold them near and dear to my heart. So when I feel defeated, I can remember the things that y'all said.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll get over it.
Oh, yeah. Let me check in with Lady Ann real quick, and then I'm going to give you a piece that reminds me of what Nikki just said. That's how she changed the world. Hold on one second, okay? All right, Lady Ann, what do you think about that, and I wear the mask?
Well, that's beautiful. Well, both of y'all lyricists are just wonderfully well spoken. I like what you went, the lady in California, you said she's in California.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like what she said, and I like what you said. Really, so you're going to do that Thursday, right?
Yes. You like
that's
that one?
Beautiful. That's awesome. That is really awesome. I'm going to try to do this piece Thursday. I don't know if I'm going Thursday or not, but if I do, I'm going to do this piece called Don't Forget to Open the Blind.
That's right.
Okay.
You about to do it now or you going to wait?
No, I'm going to share it with you next week.
Okay. Hey, look, you got me waiting for more and more. Go ahead now. I love that. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this piece for all you ladies today. Okay. It's called She Changed the World, but I want to say this right here. Let's make it personal. Not just she changed the world, she changed her world. I'm going to add that part. Okay? That cool? So this is for y'all, ladies. I don't have y'all on mute, but I'm going to go in. This is a piece I wrote in my first book. I wrote this for a play I was in. I was in a play celebrating African-American women all over the world, like famous Maya Angelou from everybody, Lucy Rashad from everybody, so. And I thought about women in general and what we do. But she is so much more. So much more than a naked eye can see. An evident depiction of magnificence, sculpted, fashion, appraised by the Most High. Position on earth to shift mountains. Steer her young as her destiny manifests itself. Immaculately divine descendant of Eve, born to birth a nation. But she is a powerful soul, built to carry the weight of the world on her shoulders. Genetically fitted, her curves made in his image and likeness. A gifted vessel, spreading words of wisdom, creating light where there is darkness, overcoming oppression, depression, and strife. She is a conqueror, and she shall not be moved. Yet, a mover and a shaker since her greatness. With each sway, her symmetry is simply beautiful. That's for you, lady.
That's beautiful.
Wow. I like that.
Awesome.
Thank you. I had to share that with y'all because when she was doing her piece, I was like, yo, this is mommy and my piece. All right, y'all. So we're about to fly into the next round of Lyrical Cypher. I want you guys to keep pushing, keep dreaming, keep growing, keep being you. And there's only one you. So with that being
said,
let's get it.
Let's go.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet.
God has for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. Yeah. And I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, yeah, what God has for me, it is for me. Oh, 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 it is for me.
Crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words spoke something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers, the water moccasins slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice, his body stretched, he grew arms and legs, his tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost, Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel braces on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. There was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted to beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devilish desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape, that the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. A back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watchers could save you, Carmen, but they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you. That everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast. Carmen. Oh!
Baby, now I got the flow, 'cause I know it from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had to call my name and show you that I'd win.
Your love of mine,
all those times I said that I loved you.
Your love of mine,
yes I tried, yes I tried.
Your love of mine,
even though you knew I'd die for you. Yes, I cried, yes, I cried.
When love's the man, when love's the man,
come on,
when love's the man,
oh my God,
you know that I'll be back.
Here I am,
when love's the man,
once again,
when love's the man,
top of the world,
when love's the man,
watch my flow,
you know that I'll be
back. Here I go, so I'm back up in the game.
Around the show,
'cause what they didn't know was wrong, and all the dancing seems to know. But if you listen carefully while I sing my comeback song,
your love of mine,
'cause she said she'd never turn on me.
Your love of mine,
but you did, but you did.
Your love of mine,
all this pain you said I'd never feel. But I do, but I do, do, do.
Come on,
oh my God,
here
I am, once again.
Like there's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had time to boast. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that, and they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, well, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really, they don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G-Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, jump. By the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'ma rap that stay alive. I'ma put that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Yes,
don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal at all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working, working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody gonna give you.
Me, I'm working.
You feel me? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
I was once asked a question. Do I ever cross your mind anytime? Silence entered the room like a thief in the night. A sly smirk conjured within me. With one deep breath, by no means do I reminisce. Why should I regurgitate memories of what you assumed we had? I cried more than I smiled with you. You were the epitome of a midsummer night's dream. Skipping in unpleasant meadows, a nightmare I dare dream at my expense. You conspired to conquer and destroy my being. devour my inner strength, scold my growth with candy-covered lies, in the midst of whom you disguise yourself to be, a mere representative, living in my mind and heart rent-free, with no intentions of reimbursing my heart with real love. Instead, you falsified your application for the position you were hired for, worked the job, held a straight face for a good 6 to 9. Start coming to work late, unprepared and careless to the needs of my heart. A forewarning was given, an empty apology I received, with a bouquet of roses, a temporary smile, a few mediocre laughs. Time was spent, so I thought. Only to press rewind, replay images of yesteryear, acknowledging the fact that you never loved yourself. So how could you love someone else? The life you live represents the domino effect, constant but steady falling before one's eyes, never realizing the hearts you trampled on or the damage caused. Upon awakening from the trance or spell, only to recognize I'm worth much more than you can ever give me. But I do want to thank you. Since your dismissal, mind you, removed from my heart by the grace of the Almighty, all I can do is pray for you. Do I hate you? No. I embrace the lessons taught, games played. God saw fit, amongst our demise, to say, checkmate. Farewell, my friend, to what could have been.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby.
Cause
all you talk about is
how
it's your song.
Yeah. day. And birthdays was the worst day. Then we saw the weekend on a Thursday. Pop rosé when we thirsty. And baby girl so fine, like Lord have mercy.
Hey. I see a D-star, man, she looking fly. Inhale on her perfume, I'm getting hot. Whoever says that the parties that we throw is a drag ain't never been to the type of parties we have.
Yeah, yeah, like skin her accent. She been seen with that skin. Go DJ, go DJ, this mic, I need a replay. Hey.
Yeah, trying to make it last forever. With a champagne soul and we lounge on leather. Where the white girls fly, but the black girls better. Cancun in the summer, asking for the winter.
Okay,
yeah.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party, every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party, every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Baby, this is what you waited for all night long. I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how this
your song.
Yo, we chillin', baby. This is what you waited for
all night long.
I know you love it, baby. Cause all you talk about is how this your song.
Feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it?
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed what you've heard so far. I had to take a moment and play that track, Party Rockin'. I was actually in that music video, and it was actually, it surprised me. I was the cameo girl. I didn't know I was going to be the cameo girl, but also, I got a chance to meet a lot of really cool people, and one of the guys, Tony Starr, was a famous producer that produced a lot of 50 Cent videos. So we got a chance to rock out with him too. And he, just to show the whole thing was good, but just Cartier, that was an honor to be in his music video. And God rest his soul, I miss him dearly. I still can't believe it that he's gone, but he also does my intro. So y'all, I get a chance to hear him every single time. So I feel like he's still with me. Let me check in real quick and see if anybody else wants to share anything before you ready to close out. Let me check in with Miss Nikki. Yes, ma'am.
Hey.
What's up, lady?
Nothing. Got to cook dinner now, so
okay.
Yeah,
no
home,
problem.
So.
Well, we appreciate having you on the show and look forward to you coming back on next Tuesday if you can.
I will be here and with something new.
All right, let's get it.
Right.
All right. Well, we got Lady Ann in the building. What's up? Just want to check in with you. See if you want to say anything before we already close out. All right. And we got Tamika. Just want to check in with you real quick before you already roll out. Anything you want to share? All right. So with that being said, I hope you guys had a wonderful night. I hope somewhere in there you got a smile on your face, you did a two-step, you danced a little bit, you hugged your significant other, you told people you love them, and treat yourself right, you know. Treat yourself right the best you can, and I'm loving one another, you know. But y'all be blessed. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep believing, keep being the best you know how to be. Keep growing, be open. Just have fun with life in general. So y'all be blessed, and I'll talk to y'all next Tuesday night. And hopefully, if y'all come out, let me give y'all that address real quick to the poetry spot. And it's actually called Tracks Coffee Bar. I will be in the building. I'm honored to be in the building. They do this every second Thursday. This is spoken word, jazz, and coffee. So it's going to be the Tracks Coffee Bar. And it's 301 South Church Street, Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. It's from 6:30 to 9:30, so please feel free to come through. I will be sharing some new and old pieces. I will be the feature for the night. I'm looking forward to being in that number. So I'm so grateful for this opportunity. And I keep looking at it like, you know, when we give, naturally, we get back. It might not be from who we think, but it will come back the way it's supposed to. So y'all be blessed, and y'all have a wonderful night.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds.